convene Surrey County. Board of Commissioners meeting. I'll open up one more time. Is there any public comment regarding the approval of the settlement agreement? Hearing none, if I can go ahead and get a motion to approve.
I, Lance Gilman, move to approve the terms of the settlement agreement reached between International Investments, LLC, the Perry Trust, and Vanessa Stevens in her role as the Story County Treasurer and Tax Receiver, and ratify the Chairman's signature to that agreement.
Very good. I have a motion. I have a second.
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. Moving along now to consent agenda item two, Roman numeral. This is for possible action approval of assessor's recommendation corrections to 2016-17, 2017-18, 2018-19, 2019-20 secured tax rolls. Mr. Loomis.
This item was moved here because this is part and parcel of the settlement agreement. It is that portion where the assessor requests the approval of the board to revalue the value of the improvements out there from what was, the value was in 2007 to $0 today, as well as for the last 3 years.
Okay. Anyone have any questions for Keith regarding that? No. Any public comment regarding this item? Fair enough, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve the assessor's recommended corrections. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 11, discussion of possible action. Consideration of possible award of fuel contract to the lowest and most responsive bidders as follows. Fuel contract award to Carson Valley Oil at a rack rate plus 12 cents per gallon for Story County Public Works and rec rate of 15 cents per gallon for Virginia City Highlands Fire Station. Fuel contract award to Interstate Oil at a rack rate plus 8 cents for the fire station in Lockwood and Government Center at TRI. Propane contract award to Feral Gas at 32 cents per gallon to the county over BPN target price in San Francisco, 50 cents per gallon for county employees over BPN target price in San Francisco, and 60 cents per gallon for Story County residents for the same. Mr. Northern.
Mr. Chairman, just before Mr. Northern starts, we would like to just separate these two and hear propane at a future meeting, and we'll do a date specific on that and just talk about fuel today. There's a few more questions our team wants to look into.
Okay.
Thank you. Go ahead, Mr. Northern.
Thank you, Commissioners. Mike Northern, Operations and Projects Coordinator. As the board is aware, we solicited bids for gasoline and diesel deliveries. Bids were received up until August 14 at 2 p.m. when they were publicly opened and read aloud by myself and Director Wiersbicki. You should in your packet have a breakdown of the bid results. Short story is we have two companies that were very competitive, Carson Valley Oil and Interstate Oil. Interstate Oil is technically the lowest bidder, but staff has, after some consultation, staff is recommending that we split this bid up and say Carson Valley Oil can take the Virginia City and Highlands locations, and Interstate Oil can be awarded the Lockwood and TRI locations. Part of this was based on responsiveness, response times from these various companies, and I think you'll notice if you look at the bid results, Carson Valley Oil did not actually provide a bid for the Lockwood or TRI locations. The bid amounts were extremely comparable. In one case, like at the VC yard, they differ by $0.0025 or 0.25 cents. And between the VC Highlands, between the companies, was all of 7 cents. So that is the recommendation by staff. The board is, of course, free to award to whomever they feel inclined to do so. And again, this is just for gasoline and diesel automotive fuels.
Right. So, Keith, are we going to need to have a motion to go ahead and continue the propane to the future meeting?
Yeah, let's do that.
September 17th.
We can do it in one motion, I believe, Keith.
Well,
continuing the last sentence.
We could, yes.
All right.
Any questions with Mike regarding the fuel contracts? Me neither. I think it's good. Public comment regarding this. Ms. Bard.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Thank you to the county for doing the negotiations with waste management and the propane and all of that. That's great, wonderful. But I have a question. As a user of diesel, because I'm on generator, and I think I have neighbors that are also on generator and blah, blah, how come we're not trying to do diesel for the rest of the residents in the county? I mean, just a question. Propane, great, but some of us use diesel.
The short answer is that that was the format of the existing arrangement and contract, and I'm not an expert in these sorts of things, so I modeled it after the existing conditions that we have. I actually view the idea of the county negotiating on behalf of the residents for a lower rate as a fantastic service.
That's so, perfect government work. But, so it's just a question, just letting you know that you've got residents out there that do have generators that use diesel. We're not taxed at the road rate, but we are charged a delivery rate, which makes it the same. And if we could get any kind of benefit out of the rates that you're negotiating for yourself, that would be a boon for us. Thank you.
Maybe in the future, Nicole.
Is this negotiated annually?
No.
Well, the contract is a 12-month contract extendable by 36 months, so
okay,
it could be.
Just a note.
Sometimes it's a good idea to get these things up front, not after the fact. Okay, any other public comment? Okay, so we're looking to go ahead and get a motion to approve the fuel contract and then go ahead and continue the propane contract to September the 17th. Is that right? September the 17th. Alrighty. Motion.
I, Lance Gilman, move to award the contract for the fuel delivery to Interstate Oil for the Lockwood and the TRI locations and the Carson Valley Oil for the Virginia City and Highlands locations.
And continue the propane.
And I further move to continue the award of the contract for the propane delivery to the Ferragas for all county locations to a further commission meeting to be identified.
September the 17th.
September the 17th.
There we go. Perfect. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Move and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along. All right. Thank you, Mr. Northend. Discussion number 12, discussion on possible action. Authorize the county manager to approve a task order with Far Western Engineering to provide professional services, drawings and specifications, assistance in bidding, construction management, and materials testing for the rehabilitation of approximately 650,000 square feet of existing roadway in Story County for an amount not to exceed $35,971. Mr. Wurzbecki.
Good morning, gentlemen. Jason Wurzbecki for the record. This will allow us, as you just stated, access to Far West for them to provide surveying, testing of materials, drawings, you know, so forth to make this next road rehab project go without a hitch.
How many linear feet is 650,000 square feet?
That is a very good question. I'd have to measure that one out. That would it includes six roads in Tri and then two total rebuilds down in Mark Twain.
Okay.
Maybe half Siri.
That's close enough. All right. Is public comment regarding this? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I, Lance Gilman, move to approve the county manager to authorize the task order for Far West Engineering to provide professional services for the rehabilitation of 650,000 square feet of existing roadways in Story County.
Motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moved and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving on now to item number 13, discussion of possible action. Authorize the county managers to approve task order as part of the master services agreement for Far West Engineering to perform GIS services and parcel map books and change two-story county assessor's office and other offices and departments of Story County. Mr. Osborne?
All right, Mr. Chairman, thank you. I'll be speaking on behalf of Assessor Janice Seddon for the most part of this. This is an annual contract we have as part of the master service agreement with Far West Engineering for all of our GIS services. They provide GIS not only for Janice's office, for parcel mapping, for her book four that she's working on this year. Book four is everything that's not Tri-Highlands of Virginia City. And then they also provide GIS for six separate departments, such as Jason's office there for road repairs and things like that, planning office, emergency management, fire, et cetera. All of the services are pretty well self-explanatory in the task order, and we recommend approval of this.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioners, have any questions for Austin regarding this item? Is there any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, we get a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve and authorize the county manager to approve task order as part of a master services agreement for Far West Engineering to perform GIS services and parcel map books and change to the Story County Assessor's Office and other offices and departments of Story County.
Speaker, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moving a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Move on to item number 14, discussion of possible action. Approval of resolution number 19-555, supporting Fulcrum Sierra Holdings. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It feels like we've done this before. Fulcrum, they had to make some adjustments to their resolution that would allow them more of a broader scope to apply for bonding and other federal and state assistance for their MRF plant, which is the separator, and then also for the biorefinery out at Tri. The actions that this board took in the past were not incorrect. It was just not aligned with this new funding they're requesting, and this is not related to private activity bond cap or anything like that. It should be noted, really, this is not a Story County bond. This is not any impact of the Story County budget. It just is a resolution that this board supports Fulcrum. It supports those findings and recognizes this is a good company for its purpose environmentally to go seek federal and state monies and bond.
Very good. Any public comment regarding this item? Hearing none, can we get a motion to approve this resolution?
Based on the recommendation by staff, I, Lance Gilman, approve resolution number 19555, supporting Fulcrum Sierra Holdings, LLC's efforts to obtain bonding and funding support through the Director of the State of Nevada Department of Business and Industry for constructing, improving, and equipping a facility to be used for converting municipal solid waste into renewable fuel products located on approximately 19.4-acre site located at 3600 Peru Drive in the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Story County, Nevada, and or the improvements to and equipping of a facility used for preliminary sorting and processing of municipal solid waste located on an approximately 10-acre site located at 350 Saddle Court in Mustang, Story County, Nevada.
All right, I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Moving to second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Moving along now to item number 15, discussion of possible action. This is approval of the business license second readings. Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Community Development Department recommends approval of the business licenses listed A through K. I can read them if you want. That's up to you.
Not necessary. Is there any public comment regarding these business license second readings? Hearing none, I get a motion to approve.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
Moved and second to approve the business license second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Going out, item number 16. This is public comment. Yeah?
Your turn.
Come on up.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning. Go ahead and identify yourself for the record, please.
My name is Deborah Durden, and I live up Washington in Virginia City. And
I have two complaints. The first one is the speeding on Washington Street, you know, from C Street all the way down. It's become such a nuisance. I've never been called more of a B and flipped off and everything else from locals. They go over 30, 40, 50 miles an hour, and that includes the buses, that includes the locals and neighbors, the existing 20-mile-per-hour signage is covered with a little bush, and nobody sees it. So I would like immediately put up six 20-mile-per-hour signs high enough right on in and Washington Street on both sides so they see it. And then, unfortunately, the 15-mile-an-hour for the school, you can't even see it. People ignore it. What we have now is not working. So we need a remedy, and that's the immediate remedy where people will see it. The other thing is the ATVs and such, those two-wheel and four-wheels belong on the dirt. They're dirt bikes. You know, they're ATVs and stuff, and they just haul down Washington Street, and they don't care. I've stopped two of them. One was 10 years old, didn't have a license, and he told me to screw myself. I went to his dad, and his dad said, "And you're drunk. You drive." Excuse me? I don't drink. So anyways, it has become a nuisance, and the quails that come across and stuff, two of them were squished by a teenager that went around, you know, tried to go around the quail. I mean, come on. So anyways, and then a teenager in a four-wheel or an ATV, I don't know what they're called, but they pushed me on the dirt. Anyways, they went through the horses, and this little, you know, the baby horse kind of like went back like that. I mean, come on. So for me, it's a problem. If you don't live on Washington Street, fine. A few streets over, they have electric sign. We need that, and especially because it's a school zone. Okay, number one. Number two is the dog barking. I love dogs. I have a lot of critters that have, that we adopted and all that kind of stuff. The problem is the barking. Back to the ATV, the guy that owns Shaw's, his kid and his friends are the main culprits. Okay, so now back to the dogs. 5 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 10 at night, and they just bark to bark. I mean, it's kind of like there's nothing there. And the lady behind me, I really love her to death, but her dog's a yapper, okay? So shut him up. He hears a frog jump, and he's barking, and it's annoying. And it just needs to stop. And when I call the sheriff's office, the sheriff always tries to help out. But anyways, I was told, not by the sheriff, by one of the employees, I was told that they give citations. Well, I confronted all seven dog owners. Not one got a citation. So maybe they're confused on the addresses and so. But for me personally, I just had a double mastectomy from cancer and stuff, and I have to sleep, in the afternoons. And the dogs just bark, 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 and it's like I need to sleep. So it's a personal thing, and I know there's a lot of neighbors that complain about the dogs, and a lot of neighbors complain about the speeding up and down Washington Street specifically. But I feel something needs to be done. I mean, otherwise, I'm going to stand in Washington with my 20-mile-per-hour signage and make sure everybody sees it. That's my last resolution. Okay, thank you for letting me complain.
Well, thank you for coming in. I mean, this is a good place to go ahead and air your grievance, especially today. We've got the Public Works Director sitting in the back of the room so he can try to address the signage issues for the speed zone. We've got the sheriff over on this side, too, and so he's hearing you loud and clear, too, about the issues of speeding and dog barking. So, Thank you for attending today.
You
bet. And we'll continue on with public comment.
Commissioners, Sam Toll for the record. I'd like to second my previous speaker's sentiments. Outside my drive, my house, folks like to get up to about 70, 80, maybe 90 miles an hour on occasion. Motorcycles just love to give it the goose when they're coming up and heading down. When the signs are out, when those electric signs are out, there's a noticeable difference. In front of my house, it's 25 miles an hour, and I don't think I've seen a car yet go that slow except for the one I drive. Once again, of course, I won't let this opportunity go to waste. The previous speaker did, in fact, have to wait through the entire meeting before she was able to address her concerns. I know that other folks in the audience suggest that we should keep our dirty laundry to ourselves and allow it to be aired only when the room is empty. But the fact of the matter is that, again, as I've said, every time I've been up here, it sends a message to the community that the community members come last and that the business of the county needs to come first. Finally, I'd love to know about those 52 hours of county labor that's been put in on a public records request. I do have a half dozen public records requests that were filed in January that remain open, 3, 4, 5 with the county, one with Mr. Gilman. And if my public records requests are causing that kind of work, everything that's come up, everything I filed after the accusations of me costing the county $100,000 have come up. I have specifically requested that before any work is done on any of my public records requests that we get together to minimize the impact of county effort and county employees to get the job done. So hopefully, I'm guessing since you didn't name anyone, Mr. Osborne, that those aren't mine. If they are, then we need to talk about the scope and potentially reducing the impact of whatever it is that I request on the county. And finally, I'd like to thank you for fulfilling the requests that have recently been fulfilled. Thank you. That's it for me. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. Just a public comment? Hearing none. See you on September the 17th.